Welcome to our pre-show. This is for the third day of January. And welcome to all of our new BSPs. You'll notice if you follow at all our video, you'll notice that we now use just a basic iPhone video. We had a massively complex, as if you've looked at our replays, you know that we had a sort of massively complex, excuse me, but I'm trying to fucking get the... a TriCaster computer, video computer, which we may still use in the future, but we had some problems with it, and we said, well, we're just going to sideline it for now and do this. Because I don't know, and I suppose I could do the... I could actually do the homework. I don't know how much our video drives subscriptions and streaming. You know, we know what our streaming bill is, and we know what we pay to stream our content. But how much is being driven by video? We don't really know. I think most of it is driven by the audio. Okay, because, you know, although I think it's interesting to see the way I do the show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's interesting to see the way I do the show, you know, one or two times, but I think, okay, once you've seen it, you know. Cold as fuck here in California, rainy as hell, it's been wet, it's been wild, it's been a wet, wild thing. And what I thought I'd do today is a Ted's of Beverly, it's a Ted Bell, right, Chef?
Yeah. One of the reasons is that you opened your mouth.
Wow, get a load of him. I opened my mouth and what?
Ow. You opened your fucking yep.
Hey, sunshine, watch it. Let me see here. Hi, it's Ted Bell here. And with me is Chef...
I'm Chef Carl Cedilia, and one of the reasons why I'm here is Ted opened his big fat...
What? Oh, man. You got to remember who employs who.
I'm sorry, but I have to say it. We're here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are in the interior patio. It is covered. And we've got a nice crowd here tonight, and I thank God. I'm going to say it. I thank God for it.
So let me jump in here. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
And Dr. Sadler, before we start...
We already negotiated this with Mr. Hendry, don't you remember? You remember, don't you?
It's very difficult for me to talk to you with your with the way your face...
The way his face is? Buddy...
Wait a minute. So, who's the guy? Oh, and the other one is that Steve Bozell is now with Bell Getty. Steve Bozell is now with Bell Getty. And so what am I doing? Oh, okay. All right, bro. There we go. Font bigger. Bigger. No bigger. So you may hear our heater. We got a little bit of a floor heater here in the studio that we use. And I think you've probably seen at one point or another the air conditioner we have, because it gets hot as fuck in this place in the summertime. It's interesting. There's no air conditioning in our offices. There's no air conditioning in my home because we're 5 steps from the Pacific. I mean, we're close to the Pacific Ocean. And I've never really needed air conditioning. Down here, downstairs, yes, we do. I don't know why, but it gets hotter here as the afternoon pushes on. All right.
Dr. Jim Sadler is here, and, you know, I'll ask you what do you want from me, you know?
So Dr. Sadler has been brought on by me to, I know what I'm looking for. Wait, I got to get this new window. We want to get over to Twitter. That's the only problem is, here we go. Is that it? Ted's Beverly Hills? Ted's Beverly Hills. Right? No, you cunt. It's Ted Beverly Hills. I think. Yeah. Talk about a fucked up handle. All right, man. So I kind of get the general idea how this is going to happen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go, man. Oh, sorry about that. Bitchin'. I'm a surf music fan. I don't know why. It may be one of those completely unique little cubby holes in the history and momentum of rock and roll that is the most unique, because it's mostly instrumental, and there's not, rock and roll is not really an instrumental music. It just isn't known for its instrumentals. There are a few, and some of the instrumentals are very famous. And there's extended jams beginning with the album rock period. But solely instrumental? I can remember the Allman Brothers coming out with Jessica. What, you know, every now and again, every few years, there's a big instrumental hit in rock and roll. But surf music was primarily instrumental. It also was Latin-flavored or Latin influence. It has a lot of the that kind of sound to it. It used the what is it? What do you guys, you guitar players, call that thing? The sissy bar, you know, the tremolo bar. It was quite reliant upon that kind of. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits, I think, is one of the more modern proponents of the surf sounding guitar, you know. And he learned from Hank Marvin. Hank Marvin was with a group called The Shadows. I didn't say he learned from him, but he was influenced by Hank Marvin. Hank Marvin was an English instrumental group called The Shadows back in the early 60s, who did a version of, I don't know, man, Apache. They did a bunch of shit, you know. You know, good band. Would I call The Shadows a surf band? Yeah, probably, even though they didn't surf and they weren't anywhere near California. They weren't anywhere near the United States when they were making their music, but it was the same kind of a sound, I guess. Anyway, why don't I stop talking? Because I don't really know what the fuck it is I'm talking. Oh, by the way, you guys might have heard me on the pre-show. On the pre-show yesterday, can you see that? There's a bruise on my eyelid, on my left eyelid here. I don't know if you can see it. I can't even fucking see it, man, because it's. I have to close my eye to be able to see the goddamn thing. Oh, there, I just poked myself in the eye. That, I'm really doing good. I can't see it. I guess I'd have to get into sort of a bathroom mirror. But long story short, I told a story on yesterday's pre-show. I got out of my car on New Year's Eve, Saturday. I got into my car. I was getting into my car. I'd been to Whole Foods, had some groceries. I'm getting in. I went to open the door. Is that right? Yeah. Or close it. And I nicked my eyelid with the upper corner of the door, my car door. It's a very sharp corner too. And when I did that, and I felt the sort of concussive feel against my eyeball that we've occasionally felt if you've ever, you know, been hit there, I thought, holy fuck, what did I do? What did you do now, Phil? I get in the car, I take a look, I was fine. There was no blood. There was no, and I'm sitting there looking at it, waiting for it to start bleeding. There's no blood. The eye wasn't even bloodshot. The only thing I felt was like this granular. I went to the whole story yesterday, but basically, it's fine now. So, and I was just looking at it. I noticed it. I FaceTime a lot with Jackie, and she saw it. She could see it. All right, let's see what we can make out of this goddamn idea that I've got here of Ted Bell, Chef Chedilia.
And, of course, wait a fucking minute.
Well, take it easy.
Well, you know.
All right, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.